Boogie D, manager, 104.1 Radio.
Thanks,
One
Boogie.
St. Louis, joins us. And Boogie, I know it was horrific, chaotic, just a tumultuous night last night.
Yes, it was. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Here from us in St. Louis, you know, we're hurt. This is raw emotion. People are feeling. Last night, a lot of people could not understand or rationalize the jury's decision. And unfortunately, things got a little crazy last night. 61 people arrested. A lot of fires burned. A lot of businesses affected. But the only good news I can report, no loss of life. As I can see this morning, throughout all the news report, nobody did lose their life last night. I take that as a positive.
That is.
Boogie, the damage, was there a lot of damage? We saw what we saw on CNN, but how does it look down there?
In the areas that were affected, yes, you have several businesses that were affected. As I'm making sure I got the right information, with 29 fires reported. A couple of businesses like AutoZone, O'Reilly Auto Parts burned, a used car lot burned. A lot of places affected, store windows broken out, just a lot of damage just around that entire area. It was pretty chaotic last night.
What was the feeling from the people that you were talking to? I know there's anger amongst those that were doing all the damage, but overall, the kind of conversation, or if there was a conversation, being had with people there on the ground last night?
People are basically saying one thing. They don't understand how the grand jury no-billed Officer Wilson, and they're fed up. And it's a lot of raw emotion, a lot of anger, and a lot of sadness. I think that's, if I could sum it up the best way, I think that's what I'm taking from what we were hearing last night on the radio.
Boogie, when we were there for Michael Brown's funeral and you all were doing some really good things and getting out in the outreach to the community and everything, do you feel there was any kind of progress that's been made in initiating conversation to help these young men and women that are feeling such rage and such anger on the streets?
Yes, I do. We said this last night on the radio. A conversation has definitely started. This is a movement. And the movement needs to continue. And a lot of good things are beginning to happen out of this conversation. So I do believe that, the message is well-received and has been well-received, and action steps have been taken. Governor Nixon just put together the 16-person commission. They call it the Ferguson Commission. I think there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of dialogue that the city of St. Louis, because sometimes people, if you've never been here, there's a city and a county, mm-hmm. and everything you're really seeing last night was happening in St. Louis County. That's what Ferguson is. Even the city has gotten involved in a lot of conversations about how things need to change with policing and how they deal with the community. So I would have to say that conversation has definitely started, and I think people are getting their voices heard. But last night kind of took us a step back.
Mm-hmm. Boogie D.
This is Sherry.
Go ahead, Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry.
This is Sherry. Do you think if the verdict had come out before 8 p.m., it would have been a different result if it had come out earlier in the afternoon?
Well, I have to tell you that's going to be very debated. That's going to be very debatable right now. Mm-hmm. I also feel, all I can say personally, I don't know if that would have changed the outcome of last night. I think you could have put a lot of things in place to help it out if the decision was announced while the sun was still up. I think that when I heard it was going to have an 8 o'clock press conference, I was more optimistic that Officer Wilson was indicted, because that didn't make any sense to me. Why would you have a press conference at 8 o'clock at night, giving people all day to prepare, all day to stew, all day to get whatever they want to get, and then boom, you hit them with a sledgehammer and say, no bill.
Yeah, and
what
Boogie,
can we do from the outside looking in? People around the country are listening to you, Boogie. And what can we do for you and for the people of St. Louis, St. Louis County?
For real.
Right now, get involved in the conversation. Come to St. Louis. Help us get this conversation we need to have in front of the people and help us affect change. Like, there's real work that we need to do. We need everybody's help to do it.
Boogie D, we thank you so much. Manager 104.1 Radio.
Thanks,
1
Boogie.
St. Louis. And we appreciate it.
Appreciate it's
right
you guys.
There.
You've done a great
Amen.
Job. Thank you so much.
We'll be
for
in
sharing.
Touch. Thanks. Wow. We'll take more of your calls coming up after the break. The TJMS.